a special show for like 2 hours commercial free just to go through all this, because this guy's a smart economist and in real life business he's got the most successful gold and silver brokerage firm in North America because he's got the best deals. Not just some, you know, academic, he actually proves it in business as well. He is dead on, and I'm pretty versed in the economy, you know, in general stuff. I understand how a lot of it works, but this was very complex what he was just getting into. And so just talk to me like I'm 5 years old, Dr. Elliott.
Yeah.
Just sum up what's happening here.
So it's almost like Trump used this to expose that the emperor has no clothes.
I got it.
Yeah, so when you have these now I'm speculating, right? But I'm thinking about what he just did, and I think it's absolutely brilliant. So you put these tariffs on Switzerland, who has gold bars coming into America. It's like all these banks, massive banks, have massive amounts of short positions. What do? They're afraid prices are going to go up a lot because there's going to be a 39% tariff. So they start unwinding their short positions. Now all the world sees how much they actually have and how much they've been manipulating, because the amount of shorts that were out there are insane. They're absolutely through the roof, not enough
physical silver. And then he comes and saves them, showing them he's got his thumb on them. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So now there's not going to be a banking crisis.
Trump doesn't have 10D chess on some issues. I know that he admits that. He said he didn't know. You know, he's learned a lot. When it comes to the economy and his advisors, he is playing 10D chess.
Oh, he absolutely is, because now he inadvertently, I think he knew what he was doing, exposed the fallacy of the banking system and how they've been rigging this for so long. And so now
it's like taking somebody out of a helicopter and saying we can throw you out of the helicopter. He kind of took him up and said, you want to be thrown out of the helicopter?
Yeah, but here's the exciting part. It's like, okay, people are kind of bummed. They said, well, man, we were expecting these tariffs on gold and silver and the prices are going to go up. It's like, you know what? The whole world just saw how little supply there was and how leveraged these banks are. And there is no supply to cover the demand. And so prices are going to go up anyways.
Absolutely. But we explain to people as an economist, I'm not equipped or wrong. We don't want too fast a rise. That's too volatile. Explain to people, that's not good.
That's not good, because the Fed rate cuts that will be coming, especially with Steven Mnuchin in there as a vote, right? Trump's going to get his way, the lower interest rates. What does that do? Well, that's going to stoke inflation a little bit, but gold and silver, real estate's going to go up. Asset classes are going to go up. Stock and bond market will go up. Crypto will go up. So you don't want it to go up too incredibly fast, knowing that there's going to be increases coming when you lower interest rates. See if you
That's
have
called
this
overheating, correct?
It's massively overheating, and ultimately you overheat too quick, you're going to have a big pull-off, a big correction, a sell-off of sorts. So this kind of growth is much more stable. But what's so brilliant about it, you've got the stable growth plus exposing the system for what it is, which is corrupt and evil, and using leveraged debt to keep the economy afloat. So when I boil this down to what is Trump really trying to do? A, expose the darkness. B, get us away from leveraged debt to keep the economy afloat and put it back into the hands of the American public spending.
Yeah, translate you that. A bunch of naked shorting and stuff to manipulate things.
Well, so naked shorting means you're selling something that you don't own. I'm like, well, that's stupid. Right. It's like, but it's very stupid. But you can do that in the futures market, which is if it goes in the wrong direction, you lose money hand over fist. See, if they owned that, they could write a covered call. I mean, I don't want to get too complex, but if you own something and you put a futures contract on it, it limits your risk. If you put a futures contract on something you don't own, the risk could be unlimited.
And so are you predicting we're going to see a lot less naked shorting after Trump just jerked their chain?
Yep, because they were exposed. The emperor has no clothes. We just saw it.
Who do you think the big genius is? Is it Bessent or is it Lednick or both of them?
I actually think it's both of them. I think they're both absolute geniuses. Trump has done a really good job on surrounding
himself. No kidding. 60 seconds. You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. You give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know.
I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealexostore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
Well, with the headwinds he's got of high interest rates and what he was handed, Trump is doing an A-plus job. But, you know, too late, Jerome Powell, who's out there trying to, you know, float, Trump's going to cause a recession. We're already in one, folks. I should have told you. We should all be betting on Trump and his economic advisors. In closing, Dr. Elliott, when we look at the other financial news, U.S. inflation drops 1.67% while the labor market weakens. Powell's trapped. We've also got some of these other things happening. What are the main indicators you're seeing in the economy? Because we know the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics about the fakest numbers ever for Biden, and then over, they claim over projected some for Trump, but I don't even trust them. I don't even know what the truth was. When you look at all the economic surveys and things you see, what was she dialing it back to hurt, or had she gotten it wrong and overdone it? I see Trump fired her because she's such a damn liar. We need, you know, real numbers there, but is the system so corrupt? Can they even get real numbers in the federal government?
I don't know if they can. It's been corrupt for a long, long time. You know, especially on the inflation numbers ever since Clinton. And the Boskin Commission in 1996, they've been fudging the numbers to lower the official inflation rate, right? Because maybe so many government expenditures were tied to it. So you look at like what Jerome Powell is doing. That number that you just stated, inflation at 1.something%, but yet interest rates are still in the sixes.
Yeah, 1.67.
In no world would that make sense.
Yeah, for those who don't know, with way higher inflation, they cut interest rates for the Democrats.
Yes. Yeah. So when you've got that, the interest rates have to come down. That inflation number and interest rates should be closer together, right? But they're not. And Powell's been artificially keeping those. So I look at that.
Yeah, where should interest rates, according to the classic Keynesian model, which I know is a fraud, but what we're based on, what should interest rates be according to that?
Well, interest rates should be at whatever causes unemployment to minimize.
So you're saying instead of it should be at 2%?
Yeah, it could be at 2%. This is their inflation targeting goal is 2%. Now, are they ever going to get there? Well, they fudge the numbers. We don't know what their inflation number really is. I can tell you, this is what my dissertation was on. A pretty good model of measuring that should have inflation at about 10 to 12% right now. 10 to 12, which means you have to act, and your wallet will tell you that. Your wallet tells you, yeah, it's not 1.67%, right? So really what Powell needs to do, lower interest rates to do what? To actually have a stable currency and have full employment.
Why did Paul Volcker do what he did in the 70s?
Well, because you had interest rates, you had inflation that was so high, like sky high, taxes that were through the ceiling, the highest marginal tax bracket was like 70%. 70, Alex. So the economy stunk, inflation was a ton. How do you slow that down? You jack up interest rates sky high. It slowed down the inflation train. And then once things stabilized, which again was the role of the Fed, is to full employment, stabilization of the money supply and money system, that caused Reagan to then come in and say, okay, look at this problem. It's now stabilized. We're going to lower taxes. We're going to lower interest rates. We're going to create jobs. And he did that and created an economic boom for over 20 years.
And then we'll do a pitch for gold and silver. People are insane if they don't call you. And sorry, you're not going to get pitched numismatics for 50% more than they're worth. You're going to get a free consultation, actually get treated with respect and quality. And you're insane if you don't get gold and silver from Dr. Kirk Elliott. But if Trump isn't successful, and I hate to even speak this into existence, I'm not an economist like you, but I study and I know history. I know what the globalists are saying. We're talking endless permanent depression is the globalist Great Reset plan. I mean, I don't think people understand that aren't cheerleading Trump. The alternative is so hellish. I don't even want to tell people what I think.
Yeah. I mean, it is really, really bad. And you even look at what I think is turns out to be a really good bill, the big, beautiful bill, right? If allowed for Trump to grow the economy, it will pay for it. Without that, and I think the left knows, they just added a lot of deficits. We've added $750 billion since they raised the debt ceiling just since July 4th when this was passed. That's unsustainable. Now, it can be paid off if the economy grows. If the economy goes into a recession stagnation, there's no way that
Everybody criticizing Trump is kind of like mainline conservatives have ever studied the economy. The only hope is to grow out of this and innovate out of this. If they stall the economy, we are F-U, you know what it, folks.
Yeah, we're toast. We're absolutely done if you don't grow the economy.
Because we have to blast our way out of this.
Too much debt. Way too much. And they're spending way too much. So, but that can be overcome by growing the economy. Reagan did it, right? Trump can do it too. But they don't want Trump to succeed. Look, Trump wants to get rid of the IRS. Trump wants to make the Federal Reserve irrelevant. Trump wants to bring power back to America, have a sovereign nation rather than a globalist entity. Of course, he's going to have opposition and headwinds that want him to fail, right? But boy, at least he has the tenacity of like nobody I've ever seen other than you. And he is not going to give up on this, and he's going to keep
absolutely fighting. Absolutely, Kirk, we're out of time, but give people a pitch. They call the number, they answer your folks, or you answer, leave the name and number. If they don't, you'll call back. You do a free consultation, whether it's raw silver and gold at wholesale, so you know the price every day, or whether people can sell back for no cost. That's unprecedented. You have the very best deals out there. You can also roll over a lot of financial instruments. Give us a 2-minute pitch here.
Yeah, so just be very, very careful. Not all gold is good gold. Not all silver is good silver. There are tons of companies that are going to sell you high-grade, commissioned, collectible, commemorative garbage that you will never recover from. I'm telling you, it's going to take you forever to recover from it, which is why, in simplicity, we just do bullion. 8% when you purchase, 0% when you liquidate. You know what you have to grow to break even. It's not much. It's like 8%, right? And then after that, we're going to help you navigate through this for as long as you want us, for the rest of your life, when to buy, when to sell, when to reallocate. And you know what? You've already paid for your metals. We don't charge for that, right? So I think this is why God's blessed our company, why we've grown so much, become the largest silver dealer to the retail public in like North America. It's like God's blessed us because we love people and we're fair and we don't sell them junk, right? And so if you have an IRA, non-IRA, cash, you want delivery of it, you want to store it, boy, just give us a call. We'll walk you through it. If you don't understand it, don't do anything until you do, and we'll take the time you need to educate you on everything that you need to know about gold and silver, how they integrate into your existing portfolio, and how you can thrive given everything that we've talked about, some of it good, some of it bad, some of it cataclysmic, some of it amazing. If you understand these things, you can thrive, and that'll put a smile on your face.
All right, Dr. Elliott, thank you so much. People really need to go to kpm.com/gold or 720-605-3900. Free consultation. You need to take action. Smart move. Thank you, doctor. All right. Kyle Serafin is one of the most famous and been proven right FBI whistleblowers ever. And just in the last few months, he's been spotlighting this high-level director, sub-director at the FBI, who was just ignoring what Kash Patel said, doing whatever he wanted, heading up, you know, all sorts of stuff, J6 persecution, putting in deep staters, doing all this. They put a challenge coin out where he's this FBI agent's really the president at the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. And then there's also the pilot on the plane that was on the Mar-a-Lago raid, and Patel said fire him, and he said no. And we've seen a bunch of others fired. We've seen a bunch of subpoenas, and we've seen a bunch of grand juries open up. And we've got the vice president I played in the first hour saying no, a bunch of indictments are coming. I'm not holding my breath, but they've got grand juries open. That's the first time this has happened. So that is all a really big deal, but Kyle was telling me over the weekend and sending me all these links and a whole stack of documents that they're also purging people that are pro-Trump patriots during all of this. So, deep state in panic, group of former national security and FBI officials pen open letter blasting FBI Director Kash Patel over ongoing purge at the Bureau. But again, this is a big agency and a bigger government. Is part of this purge of bad guys being used as a purge of good guys? Because they haven't, Kyle doesn't want his job back. People like O'Boyle, another hero, he wants his job back. He's been on suspension for years. They haven't brought him back. So, and people say, well, why are we obsessing over the FBI all day? If we don't drain the swamp, you say, well, just abolish these agencies. Okay, well, we're not there. I'm actually would like to see some reorganization or some new agency or get rid of it and start, from the bottom up. Get rid of all the bureaucrats and then create a new agency and bring in people that have a good record of, actually doing their job and having integrity. But we're not there. People are like, well, just abolish it. Well, I'll go for what I can get, kind of like these Federal Reserve board members resigning. And now Trump can very soon, they say by next month, outvote Jerome Powell. Yeah, I saw a great example this last week. They had DEI at the Secret Service and had all these people that couldn't even, do a chin-up or hit a target with a gun, and they used judges to block their firing. So Trump just said, that's fine. We'll just assign all of these leftist, communist lard asses to Obama and the Clintons and the Bushes, and now they came out and said, no, we don't want these people. So see, there's different ways to skin the cat here, as Dr. Elliott said earlier when he was on with us, talking about this. So I'm seeing a lot of really good stuff happen on that front. But, Kyle has also started spotlighting more people that work for Ray and others that are still, inside the administration, have been involved in a whole bunch of really bad stuff. And I don't see if Kyle's here yet. Oh, he is here. I'm just getting a blue screen here. So maybe punch it up. That's always a good cue for me. Thanks. Oh, he's in studio. Wow. I forgot he lives in Austin, so no wonder I'm waiting for him to be on the screen. He's in the green room. Folks, I do like 3 hours of research for the show. I do 3 hours of research at night, and I'm just being hit with so much here that it's my brain is going the other direction now. While we get him in studio, and I can ask him then, hey, what do you want to go to first in this giant stack he sent me? Let's go to this. This ties into the second hour. When I told you if Zelensky doesn't do this deal, it's already agreed to Friday in Alaska, we're cutting off the money and the weapons and they're done. Well, Trump, I was a little bothered by the fact that Zelensky was saying, I have to get constitutional approval. I mean, he's got approval to go into war, kill everybody, but he's approval to do a land swap because there'll be some land swapping going on. Yeah, Zelensky lies. He's a dictator. He does whatever he wants. He's a NATO puppet. And Trump now fully understands this and said at the beginning, if Zelensky isn't reasonable, we'll cut him off. And that's what the vice president said. So let's do this. Let's play Trump's new statement today. And then let's go to J.D. Vance talking about it. And this is what I told you the last few months and last week. I called it. So here's the bottom line. The war is about to end, or the United States is fully pulling out of it. And who knows what the deep state will do in that situation. So play Trump, then play Vance on that. And then I want to ask Serafin first about grand juries and indictments. He's a pretty big pessimist. I don't blame him. We'll see what his sources say. Play the J.D. Vance clip. We started the broadcast with clip four after that. All right. Where's Kyle Serafin on my screen? Oh, he's here. Oh, yeah, he lives here. So we'll play those clips. Kyle Serafin coming in right now. Share the live feed links at Relog Shows on X and Infowars.com/show. Stay with us.
I was a little bothered by the fact that Zelensky was saying, well, I have to get constitutional approval. I mean, he's got approval to go into war and kill everybody, but he needs approval to do a land swap because there'll be some land swapping going on. I know that through Russia and through conversations with everybody to the good, for the good of Ukraine. Good stuff, not bad stuff. Also, some bad stuff for both. So there's good and there's bad. But it's very complex because you have lines that are very uneven. And there'll be some swapping. There'll be some changes in land. And the word that they will use is, they make changes. We're going to change the lines, the battle lines. Russia's occupied a big portion of Ukraine. They've occupied some very prime territory. We're going to try and get some of that territory back for Ukraine. But they've taken some very prime territory. They've taken largely ocean. You know, in real estate, we call it oceanfront property. That's always the most valuable property. If you're in a lake, a river, or an ocean, it's always the best property. Well, Ukraine, a lot of people don't know that Ukraine was largely 1,000 miles of ocean. That's gone.
To your point about weapons, what we said to the Europeans is simply, first of all, this is in your neck of the woods. This is in your back door. You guys have got to step up and take a bigger role in this thing. And if you care so much about this conflict, you should be willing to play a more direct and a more substantial way in funding this war yourself. I think the president and I certainly think that America, we're done with the funding of the Ukraine war business. We want to bring about a peaceful settlement to this thing. We want to stop the killing. But Americans, I think, are sick of continuing to send their money, their tax dollars to this particular conflict. But if the Europeans want to step up and actually buy the weapons from American producers, we're okay with that, but we're not going to fund it ourselves anymore.
Do you want to see indictments?
I absolutely want to see indictments, Maria. Look, of course, you've got to have the law follow the facts here. You don't just indict people to indict people. You indict people because they broke the law. But if you look at what Tulsi and Kash Patel have revealed in the last couple of weeks, I don't know how anybody can look at that and say that there wasn't aggressive violations of the law. What they basically did is they defrauded the American people in order to take Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points and turn them into intelligence by defrauding the American people, defrauding the intelligence agencies, lying about what the intel said. They would take something that supported a Hillary Clinton campaign talking point and they would overemphasize it and exaggerate it. They took anything that actually contradicted that narrative and they buried it deep. And through that, they actually laundered Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign talking points through the American intelligence services. That's a violation of the people's trust. That's a violation of what our intelligence services should be doing. And I absolutely think they broke the law. And you're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that. Here's the thing that should really bother the American people. What do you want our intelligence community to be doing? I want them to be catching bad guys. I want them to be making sure that terrorists aren't going to kill innocent American civilians. I don't want them laundering Hillary Clinton's campaign talking points into the American media and giving them this air of legitimacy. It is sick. And it's disgusting. It hurt the intelligence community. It hurt the American people. And it hurt the first Trump administration. We've got to have consequences for it, or we're just going to see the same play repeated. You're going to see a lot of people get indicted for that.
All right. We got limited time here with Kyle Serafin. I wish we had more time. A famous FBI agent, whistleblower, the KyleSerafinShow.com, KyleSerafinShow.locals.com, Kyle Serafin on X, on Rumble, rumble.com/KyleSerafin, popular podcast every day. Okay, Kyle, we got a lot to cover, so I'm going to try to shut up as best I can. Since Trump got in, have exposed the bad guys, got a bunch of them fired last week. Now, like, dominoes are falling. The left's all freaking out, calling it a horrible purge. But now you're exposing even more high-powered people that have been bad actors, like Vanessa Tibbetts. We're about to do it all right now. Cash Patel freaking out last week when he tells the director to fire people. He refuses. But you were telling me via text and over the phone this weekend that they're also using this purge to go after some really good people, and you're really concerned about that. So give us an overview, and then we'll go to break and come back with it all.
Yeah, so the overview is real simple. The folks inside the Bureau have basically been burning up the word no in front of Dan Bongino and Cash Patel. These are your senior executives. So they've gone forward, and whenever they have like some kind of small thing they want to go do, hey, we'd like to go do this. No, sir, you can't do that. Oh, really? We can't? Why not? And then they'll give some excuse. Then they go and ask for another thing. Hey, we want to do this. So they've kind of done the boy who cries wolf routine. This is the senior executives that sort of, you can call them deep state, administrative state, the people who represent the FBI as, you know, an institution. They've gone forward and burned out the word no. So when they told Cash, hey, you can't just fire a pilot who happened to be the case agent on Mar-a-Lago. He's like, I'm done hearing no. Go do it. And so you got this guy, Brian Driscoll, who by all accounts was a decent guy. What's interesting, Alex, I've got his picture here for your folks.
Yeah, pull up Brian Driscoll.
So Brian Driscoll, and I want to give clarity, he was the guy that you showed at the Resolute Desk. He's the one who had the challenge coin made about him. He was the acting director of the FBI before Cash Patel came in. And by all accounts, was a good teammate, was a great case agent, was a great HRT operator. I knew guys that served on HRT with him that knew him on the SWAT team in New York. And he did the thing that you actually want people to do when they're an FBI agent, especially when they're an FBI executive, which is that if someone tells you to do something illegal, immoral, or unethical, you say no. The problem is...
But wait, you're the guy that spotlighted him. Now you're like,
Here's the thing that's really interesting. He got pulled into the spotlight because I highlighted there was a pilot. What I didn't say is what you should do about the pilot. What I said is you got a pilot who was the case agent on Mar-a-Lago and is now listening to the director's conversations in the plane. That seems inherently problematic for anybody who understands what's going on. Driscoll did something that's really reasonable. He said you can't just fire him outright. You got to create process. This is the same problem I had. I actually don't have any problem with what Driscoll did, but what they did create is this martyr because he was already set up. Cash liked him. Cash told me, this is a good guy, Brian Driscoll. And I went, okay, fine. I don't know enough. When I've looked into people in the Bureau, they said, yeah, he's a good guy. But they created him as a folk hero. They've cast him with all these other people who are villainous, the people like Spencer Evans, who was the guy that enforced the COVID tyranny for the FBI, guys like Steven Jensen, who did architect calling all of the J6ers, you know, terrorists, domestic terrorists, and bumping up stats and all the sort of arrests that they did. So they've lumped him in with this. And I don't think he's one of those guys, but they've created this really big problem. You now have an FBI director that's not willing to hear them say no. And they're not giving good advice. I told you this early on. What the Bureau does is they want to wrap them up and tell them no for all their good ideas and yes for all their bad ideas that keep them chasing their tails. Brian Driscoll was probably like, he's an incidental firing. I'm going to make this prediction as well. In 3 to 5 years, not only will he get reinstated with back pay and then be allowed to retire, but he'll be vindicated in the courts because what he did was what he's supposed to do. The problem is these guys didn't go about this in the right way. And everything that me and my friends, we wear the upside down badge on purpose. We advised Patel specifically, you've got to do this in such a way that people leave voluntarily. You have to get your senior leadership to leave. You can't just fire them. If you fire them, they will all end up like Peter Strzok and get paid out millions of dollars.
Okay, but just a bit bigger picture. We're hearing there's a purge of bad guys, the left slipping out. But you're saying it's a little more ham-fisted.
It's beyond that. They're actually using my word for just a few people getting cut out there. And these people needed to go. I just think this one might have been like a collateral damage, if you will.
So now you've had time to do more research. And
we got more names.
Well, he's in the remake of Princess Bride, so it's okay.
He's got the right mustache.
There's a reason why supplements are so big and so popular and have such a great result. It's because whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise routine, the point is you're lacking in some very important vitamins, very important minerals that can make you healthier, live longer, and feel better.
We're also under constant attack, Owen, and that's what's very important. So the modern human living experience, the environment that we subject ourselves to, it's the equivalent of smoking like a couple packs of cigarettes every single day. Like that's the bad food that we eat, that's the poison in the water, XYZ.
So it's kind of like what happens is, Rex Jones in studio with me, we're about to make a very exciting new product announcement here. So what ends up happening is, whether it's the modern day diet or whether it's the modern day atmosphere or whether it's, you know, a sedative state, you're not getting whatever it is you need to make your body function at its highest capabilities.
Absolutely correct. And that's why we created these two new formulas that are now live at thealexjonesstore.com. So we've got Methyl Drive here, and we've also got Power Plant. Now, both of them, at their core, they do around the same type of thing. It's increasing fuel for you to create new mitochondria. It's increasing mitochondrial efficiency. It's reducing oxidative stress and XYZ, other things like that. Now, I want to single out Power Plant really quick. If you're a guy and you're looking for a boost, a healthy, sustainable testosterone boost, we made Power Plant specifically for someone who wants to increase their free testosterone.
I remember when I was looking into supplements and stuff and different things, like, you know, people don't get enough boron. They don't even know what boron is. And I remember one thing that always stuck in my head, and that's, you know, it's just true. Well, what does boron kind of rhyme with, folks? I'll just leave it at that. You know what I mean?
We've got bits and pieces of a system here that comes together and provides you just the antioxidant support you need, the testosterone support you need, the mitochondrial health support you need. It's all there. It's all together. It's in both of these products. You could take both of these at the same time and experience a heck of a lot of benefits. Now, I would say younger, older. You're an older person. You need more overall body support. You need the overall antioxidant support. I would go with the Methyl Drive. But if you're a younger person or someone looking for a performance boost, I would go with the Power Plant.
I can enhance what I'm doing here maybe like tenfold with the right supplement routine.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement. Look, the reason why this is called Power Plant is because it has cordyceps in it. Now, of course, the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell and all that, but cordyceps is like an elite top tier, S tier ingredient, which increases the amount of ATP you make, which indirectly helps you make more mitochondria, but beyond that, increases your oxygen carrying capacity. So you want to talk about workouts, you want to talk about power, you want to talk about strength, talk about Power Plant.
And that's what you need, especially when you're doing a heavy lift and you need to have good breathing, or you're doing long form cardio and you need to have strong breathing. That's where this is going to come into play. And when you started to talk about the new product that we just came out with the PQQ and the CoQ10.
Yes, the Methyl Drive.
Folks, I'm telling you, it's like, if I had to do a list of like, okay, if someone said you can pick five things that you're going to get in a supplement, like what are the most important things? Guarantee you, you ask me 100 times, PQQ and CoQ10 are on that list for me 100 times.
Vitamin B12, as-methylcobalamin, the good kind. Magnesium, coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, PQQ. Black pepper for absorption. You can't ask for a better catch-all, really. And the synergy that both of these products have with the Methylene Blue is unparalleled. You will not find a better product on the market that's targeted in that specific way, because we made these for you, the customer, and for ourselves, because we believe in the product. We take the product.
TheAlexJonesStore.com to get these new products. Try them for yourself. I know they're going to become a staple. I see Rex working out here every once in a while. We've worked out in the gym every once in a while. And, you know, he's really excited about this stuff. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I talked to people that were in the room 4 or 5 months ago whenever Netanyahu came to town, and Trump behind the scenes screamed at him. And it was in the news last week that he screamed at Netanyahu again, like, stop saying kids aren't starving. Stop saying you're not murdering them. It's all over TV. You're making us all look bad. Stop it. Netanyahu doesn't care what all his generals say, everything he goes in. That's a separate subject. But I can tell you from people that have been there, Trump has gone from being very stern to yelling at people and saying, it's all over the news. Tulsi Gabbard did her job. We have them. We have Obama admitting they sent the CIA to do this. He wants indictments. And I'm telling you, Bondi and Patel and Bongino, and I'm not trying to demonize any of them, because I don't want to judge somebody not knowing all the angles. I just know this. We have these people, and they're not ever going to stop if they don't get in trouble. So I ask you, Kyle Serafin, this was subject that ties into this, but in the limited time, we'll get into all the big issues you're breaking right now. I mean, I asked you, I said, do you think that you know, they finally are impaneling grand juries, are finally, you know, not just taking referrals for criminal stuff. They're going out trying to get indictments. Do you think we'll get indictments? And you said,
no, I don't. But I'm rarely disappointed because I always assume the negative. This is just the way that I operate. If I sit there and hope for something like that, I listen to the chairs of Lock Her Up. I listen to Trump winning in November of 2016. And I actually laughed so hard I had tears coming down my face. I was at the FBI Academy when it happened. And I just didn't see it. You know, maybe there's a different guy that's there and maybe they have the ability to go after it. But you're dealing with D.C. You're dealing with, you know, you're dealing with figureheads that represent something to the American people, because I don't think the American people truly understand how deep the problem is, which is actually
we're talking entrenched bureaucracies.
Yeah, look, let's say you actually put some of these people in jail, and I don't think they will. But let's say you did. Why are we not hearing Chris Ray's name out there? Why are we not hearing Burns' name? Why are we not hearing Gina Haspel? Why are we not hearing those names floated? They're part of the crew. The names you always hear are like Clapper and Brennan. They're all Obama era. And the statute of limitations for most things is already passed. And the ongoing conspiracy angle, okay, fine, maybe. But you got to prove the conspiracy. You're going to have people buy into that.
Sure, well, here's what I hear.
Here's the other thing.
They're going to get Letitia James, Fannie Willis, and then they're probably going to get Jack Smith.
Maybe they will. Look, I want to see accountability more than anybody else. Like, I don't want this to ever happen again. I also don't want power to be a political tennis ball that gets knocked back and forth from one side of the court to the other, so that the next time someone comes in, they go after everybody. And the real danger lives in the middle management. When we talk about an entrenched, you know, permanent Washington, when we talk about a quote unquote deep state, when you talk about an administrative state, what these are people that progress through the system. They got hired on. They get shaped by the agency, and then they're loyal to that agency, not to any.
Yeah, I mean, because they're hired because they're conformist cowards. So how do you expect a jellyfish to grow a spine? Shifting gears, you're probably right. I don't know, but you think it's just PR, or is Vance being told this and believes indictments are imminent?
So when I listen to what Vance said, I see J.D. Vance, the vice president, who's not going out and representing the DOJ. I hear Tulsi Gabbard, who I actually think is doing a great job as far as focusing in on it. She's trying to expose the intel problem. But what I heard J.D. Vance say in that interview that you played earlier, one of the things he stated was, I want my intelligence service finding bad guys. No, not in America, you don't. Because how do you know what a bad guy is except what the intel service...
Yeah, no, the FBI finds bad guys. Intelligence gives intelligence.
That's right. That's right. You need... Intel services need to get information.
So that's Palantir talking.
You need to break these things apart.
That's Palantir talking.
It can be, but look, it's a broader question. This is a post-9/11 legacy of federal law enforcement where we said, oh, we didn't have enough info sharing, so let's just merge them together and make law enforcement and intel one agency.
Total information awareness.
That's the scariest thing you can have. That's a secret police.
All right, I don't want to blow our time. You were gracious to come in. Are you going on Owen?
I can.
Owen, because he came in. I don't want to just waste. I mean, I wish I'd have known. Because I'm like, where's Kyle? And like for 10 minutes talking, and I forgot, he's in the studio, so I blew the time. Let's get into, and again, you're not saying they're all bad. They're not saying they're all good. But these are the people that have the deep state connections. Everybody you've been exposing is getting fired.
Let's talk about this lady that's
Let's talk about Vanessa Tibbetts. So go through your latest targeting list. Not in a mean way, but who we're focusing on.
Okay. If you were someone who got posted and moved into senior management by Jim Comey or Chris Ray, there are some remnants of Comey. And if you got promoted under Chris Ray, at this point, we have to get rid of you, period. That's what has to happen. If you want to save the body, we're going to have to lose a limb, which means some decent people might be out there. Maybe they're great American patriots. It's time for you to retire.
But it's a no-brainer. If you work for these people, and you're gone.
So, yeah, look at the page in front of you. What's the title? She works as the National Security and Cyber Special Agent in Charge in the New York field office.
And that was the group doing the spying, the censorship, all of it.
That is the most powerful FBI office. Washington Field would argue with you, but they're wrong. Then you look. This is her resume. Here's the thing, Alex. I called her out on my podcast, which is much smaller than your audience. I called her out on Friday. I sent you that.
And she deleted it.
She deleted it this weekend within less than 24 hours. People in the FBI are listening and they're realizing like they better go to ground. They better try to hide. Look at what I just circled for her title. She was the executive special assistant for Chris Ray. And she ran what? The section for strategy and operations.
That's the command center.
This is the person that was whispering in his ear. I'll show you another thing, because it's really hard to find pictures of these people. She only appeared in a couple of different little articles, one from a case she worked back in like 2014. But this is a picture. This is a press release that came out of Nigeria, of all places. I found the picture. I got someone to ID who she is. So I've got that. If your folks want to show the picture on the screen, this is the classic FBI female senior manager. They are married to the FBI. They don't have a family outside of the FBI. This is their entire existence. I don't want to call them like childless cat ladies, but that's what we're talking about.
This is her.
So there she is. She's sitting there. You can't find pictures of her on the internet. She's not in any press releases. They quietly move behind the scenes.
Guys, pull up the HD of that, please.
The people that are the real villains are not going to be the ones that you're hearing people clamor for indictments of. The people that actually continue to steer our FBI, our DOJ, they're the same
animals. It's the career bureaucrat super gophers.
That's it. There she is. She's right there. She's one row behind. She went on a trip to Nigeria on the private plane with the then FBI director. And we're not hearing Chris Wray's name. Why is that? Why are we not hearing Chris Wray's name? I don't hear it ever. I don't hear that guy on the list of people they want to indict. And we're talking about people that are out there that are still in the bureau that are still serving. Now, the story about Vanessa, that's interesting. When Comey was in, she got her first shot at management. She showed up at the headquarters building. I'm told she showed up with a Comey is my homie T-shirt. Like, this is the kind of people we're talking about. The cult of the director is real. The problem is, at this point, a lot of these folks... they've insinuated themselves in because they were part of the New York field office. And I've told you before about the New York mafia and the FBI. If you were part of the New York field office, Driscoll was one of those people. You get to kind of like skate by and you have what they call a rabbi. You won't believe that, but that's actually what they call them. The person that guides your career is called a rabbi inside the FBI. Mm. And so these folks will just go and they'll be advocated for. They're advised.
So they're being promoted. Groomed and greenlit for the top slots.
Right. And they're going to go and they're going to come up to you as the top guy. And they're going to say, Alex, like, this is a really good person. Look, Vanessa, she was with us from the beginning. She's 100% on your team. And the problem with having a Bongino who doesn't know anything about the history of the FBI internally and your Cash Patel who also doesn't, none of these people know what's true and what's not true. So they can run circles around them and they're putting all their people in. Being this, the special agent.
Yeah, so Trump thinks, oh, I'm getting outsiders in here, but Patel's resume's thin and then Bongino's. The Secret Service, which is totally different.
Look, I recommended really clearly right up front. I told Patel, take a temporary. I don't care who you end up having in the position long term, because the people that I know wouldn't want to do it. But my friend Kurt Suzdak was the guy that I recommended. He was 24 years in the Bureau. He worked in headquarters. He worked in New York City. He knew all of these people. He knows them all by sight. He knows their reputations and all this kind of stuff. I said, give him a job for 6 months, maybe 9 months. Give him a federal judgeship afterwards because he's an attorney. And he's never going to get a job again because he's going to burn all of his friendships. Let that man come in and spill all the blood for you. Let him get rid of people, but he'll do it legally. He'll protect agents that do work. And he's going to bring people into the fold. What they asked
Trump needed a Patriot hatchet man.
Yeah, you need one guy to come in to take all of the credit for the bad stuff and then let him leave. He can't stick around because he's going to be hated. The crazy thing is this. I'm told that Steve Jensen, who was fired last week, he was asked something that he should have said yes to and he didn't. And there's a couple of different probabilities of what it was. One of them was he was supposed to out the Neal Team Sixers. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
They were the FBI agents that on June 4th took a knee for BLM in 2020. They were doing something, which why this federal takeover of Washington, D.C. really makes me uncomfortable. You don't want FBI agents marching around on your streets at night. You don't. I've had multiple journalists hit me up. What do you think? I think you're going to end up with a situation where FBI agents are not trained to be patrol officers. So you're going to get into a real problem. Most FBI agents can't use their phone or their tablets and look up like license plate numbers or normal things that cops can do because they're not trained for it. They don't have the resources handed to them. And it's not what their job is. So you're going to put them out there and you're going to get a bunch of people like Sarah Linden, who took a knee for BLM. She's the big heavyset gal that everyone's seen, right? She's promoted like four times since then. She's promoted from a supervisor to an assistant special agent in charge. She was the acting special agent in charge in Washington Field. She's now the person that's in charge of Russian counterintelligence for the entire U.S. government.
You got a bunch of leftist FBI agents. They may set Trump up in D.C.
Well, that's what they did. They've already done this. They've set this in motion such that all.
Oh, so they're putting leftist operatives in there that'll probably stage some George Floyd thing and blame Trump.
Look, when Vanessa was promoted, she was promoted just before Cash Patel was confirmed. She got moved into a spot. They moved all these people. They scurried them out. Right as the lights went on, all the cockroaches hit all the dark corners. So everybody that was part of that previous administration, and this is a sad thing to say, but like I said, amputation is done. It's a pretty extreme thing. You cut off the limb to save the body. You're going to have to cut off massive pieces of the...
Okay, so, I mean, you know about D.C. It's pretty bad crime, pretty crazy. What is Trump supposed to do when the Democrats won't enforce anything? I mean, I mean, who would he put on the streets then?
At the end of the day, D.C. is no worse today than it was the day before or was 5 years ago or was in his first administration. When I used to go into work in Washington, D.C., which I did for 5 years, there were homeless people sleeping next to the DOJ's building. There were homeless people sleeping against the wall of the FBI's building and the federal court structure. I arrested a guy who worked for the city of Washington, D.C., who was a convicted murderer, Alex. and he was arrested for murdering somebody else because he was selling fentanyl that ended up killing someone. And his supplier was
so you're making Trump's argument. Well, what
yeah,
do we do?
Yeah, it's trash. But I'm just saying, like,
well,
there's a lot of
what does Trump do then?
I think that you don't worry about something so small as Washington, D.C. I think you have to worry about the infrastructure that's behind it. You've got to actually fix some of these.
Okay, then what do you make of Trump saying he's ready to have the military attack the cartels?
I'm fine with that. Yeah, do that. Definitely go after people overseas if you want to use
the military. Well, they're militarily attacking us with the drugs.
Correct. The problem is people are getting this false sense of what's going on because we're seeing this PR campaign without the actual backing. What you see is the other day, Kash Patel said 200 days and we've caught over 1,000 terrorists. Well, they redefined the term terrorist to be the drug dealers that are working for these gangs. So we're kind of playing with
Gazan
words.
Bondi's like, these Venezuelan drug gangs are terrorists.
And, 2,700 is the safest we've ever been. It's like, well, you can't make that argument and then also tell me D.C. is the worst case it's been. I actually think you clean it up by dealing with them overseas. Send the military to do what it does. If you want to go out there and do a military strike.
Well, listen, if they actually started really going after the fentanyl dealers and really charging them and throwing them, I mean, they'd stop real quick.
The other problem, though, and we got to be really honest about it, is that we have a supply side problem. Americans still want this thing.
Oh, we're drug addicts, yeah.
So you have a society of people that are looking for a solution to their sadness or their problems, and they go looking for it. You know, they're just meeting the demand. Somebody.
Sure. So, big picture, then the left's freaking out, saying it's a purge of the FBI.
That's my word. Purge.
Yeah.
I said that to Jim Jordan in November of 2021. They were purging the FBI. They already did this. The purge of the FBI happened. Past tense. What they did is they found people that were unvaccinated Christians that were willing to say.
Sure.
No,
so the purge already happened.
That's right.
This is the reverse purge. So,
this is just a few people. This is a scalpel. It needs a machete.
So who's this guy?
That's Steven Jensen. I'll tell you a little bit about Steve Jensen because he's fun. He is a scalp that I will claim 100%. I recommended him directly to Kash Patel. I called him a Nazi. I said he was a good American doing exactly what you'd expect. That guy is the one who enforced all of the COVID tyranny. They ended up denying my religious accommodation request. And then not a month later, the Fifth Circuit Court in the United States, like appeals, they put an injunction on the entire country and said, you can't enforce that. That's obviously illegal. That's a guy who never asked questions. And he actually said something pretty funny on LinkedIn, because I follow all these guys. He went out there and said, you know, I had all this wonderful service and I'm so proud to have been in the FBI. Sometimes God is like an all-knowing gardener who prunes back what we need to do. We don't need a pruning shear right now. We need a cleaver. We need a machete, start cutting off whole limbs.
Okay, so who's the woman, Vanessa Tibbetts, that worked for Ray? She needs to go?
She needs to go. She's already gone. Yep. But that guy is like...
Who's already gone?
This guy.
No, he's gone. Yeah.
This is last week. This is one of the last week's scalps. The craziest thing about that is Kash Patel knew about it. If you go back a little ways on your page, like if you go underneath there, I gave you a printout of a text message that I have. If you scroll through, you'll find not only did he personally deny and end up removing me from the FBI, which, you know, I take a little bit personally, but I actually told Kash Patel, hey, man, this guy's got to go. And there it is right there.
Right, black
and white. There it is. And it's really straightforward. I said, this is a problem.
And again, at first, Kash is asking you when he's about to go in as your roadmap. You're like his guide. Then suddenly he stops talking to you and goes and talks trash to Senator Grassley.
That's right. Well, one of the crazy things that you and I have talked about is like, what do they have on him? This is one of the things that they actually have on Kash. He went in and made advice, which I think is totally reasonable if you're going to be the incoming FBI director to be part of the transition. And he said, some of these people need to go. I want this guy out. You know, fill in the blank. If you're the new director and you're going to be confirmed or you think you might be, wouldn't you make those? You're already part of Trump's team. So he, for some reason, said that he would not do that, did not do that, and he did it under oath to Cory Booker and a few others, which I think was ill-advised. I don't know why he chose to do that. And so now the people that were in those meetings that included Kash Patel, senior FBI folks that were being told what to do when he was part of the meeting, they went to senators and said, look, we know you lied to us now. And we have the people that were in the office, and we have the text messages that you sent or the emails and so on. So he lied under oath to become FBI director. So they've got that, you know, kind of...
Which he doesn't come off as dumb, but... Hey, I wouldn't lie to Congress or anybody else anyways because I have nothing to really hide. Plus, they're going to get me on perjury.
That's right.
Why would you tell lies like, I don't know Stu Peters?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just that they're dumb lies.
It's the word, like, this is some of the stuff that you just see them shoot themselves in the foot when all the possibilities were good. You know,
even when I was before Congress on the fake J6 thing, I had nothing to hide. I was there trying to stop people going in. But I took the fifth 98 times and I told them, I said, it's not because I'm incriminating myself. You will lie and say I've perjured myself. I said, Schiff, you've already been caught falsifying emails and stuff. I said, I believe you all should go to jail for this. This isn't a real committee. And then halfway through, they said, you won't talk. I repeated the same statement and then said 98 times, I take the fifth.
That's all you can do. It's like, look, if you're going to do it in bad faith, you don't say, I don't remember that person or I don't know, or you took it out of context. you know, you can either answer.
I said you are criminals in my view.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let you set me up for perjury. So I'm not answering your questions.
You'd think that the guy who's going to run the FBI would know as well as you do how to answer those questions. It's not actually that hard. You just tell the truth or you just say, I refuse to answer that question.
Well, on the Stu Peters, yes, I was on a show. So you were on a guy that loves Hitler and then say, if you check the record, he did not love Hitler when I was a guest on a show.
The end. Yeah. Now what?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you have to say. You can't say, I actually have text messages that I was sharing, asking people who needs to go with the FBI, and then turn around and say, I
Well, it shows recklessness or extremely low IQ. And I don't think Cash is stupid.
I don't think he is either.
So it shows, I'm not a criminologist, but that's criminal thinking when you just lie, even though you know you're going to get caught. It just makes no sense to me.
It's one of the most difficult things to, because I went out and lobbied for the guy. Like, I went out there and tried to get police associations to back him. I thought he was going to do the right thing. He was saying all the right things to me. That bothers me. Like I said,
and then he lies to Congress.
If you're going to lie to me,
they obviously knew he was lying. So they let that happen. So they got him by the balls.
The other thing is, yeah, I agreed. Exactly that. Like, they have a few little small things and maybe some other things that I don't know about. I'm sure that's possible, too. The other piece of it that's really kind of...
By the way, the idiot Q people then try to say you're an enemy, a traitor. They have images of, Bongino flipping you off, you know, fake ones. And then on their own timelines, I showed this the other day, they're like, oh, great, we're getting the bad guys the FBI fired that raided Mar-a-Lago. You're the one that got that done, and then you're the bad guy.
That's right. Well, the other claim is that, like, I'm somehow working on behalf of Cash and Dan because I'm showing that they're not doing the great job. And I don't understand how people's mind work. The biggest scene...
By the way, I'm trying, like you are, to reform this. I need justice. They're coming after me. I've got skin in the game. So do you. They both tried to indict us. I mean, we don't want them to fail. We just watched this disaster. And so don't get mad at us that we're informed and trying to stop this, folks.
So, Alex,
or we're troublemakers.
It actually goes to the biggest sin that you can do. And you've been guilty of the sin for a really long time, I imagine, is that if you know the right answer too soon, and if you see what's coming too soon, then you're the problem because it isn't the official narrative yet. And God forbid you out there pushing out things that happen to be true. There's a few people inside the FBI that need to go. A lot of them. They were all promoted by the people that were previously in charge. That's true.
Limited time here. By the way, can Owen get him on? I'm sure you love Kyle. I don't know. There's a lot to break. Do what? 4 o'clock. So take an hour break. Come on them. In closing, though, generally, I mean, Trump's doing a lot of good, though. And I'm just in general.
Look, Trump's strength is always it's foreign policy. It's financial. My 401k is up. So I feel good about that. Like, I don't think I'm not living in this world where everything is terrible. What I'm living in is...
No, it's good to point out the bad to stop it.
What I do is I say, okay, cool. Like, my finances are looking okay. Like, I lost a couple sponsors because of the tariffs, but I'm willing to eat. I'm willing to, like, to lose something and tighten my belt to get the thing right. We have to fix some of the problems financially. No question about it. But let's be real. The thing that will kill you or kill me, very specifically,
is the deep state.
Are guys with guns that will kick down your door.
No, the main thing is getting rid of the deep state. So let's go. You sent a lot more stuff. Mark S. Zaid, who's this?
Here's how you know you're dealing with bad guys. This is the story from last week. This is also like continuing on. Steve Jensen, who is the guy that we mentioned, he was the one who was in charge of the Washington field office. The other guy is this guy, Spencer Evans. He's a little bit smaller figure, but he ran the COVID tyranny. He's a guy that said yes when he should have said, I don't think so. Or how about you guys come do this because it doesn't sit well with me. He immediately got an attorney. You know who Mark Zaid is?
Yeah.
Mark Zaid is a lawfare lawyer that has gone after the Trump administration religiously. He's also represented the FBI Agents Association. So for anybody that tells me, well, now our guys are in charge. Look, you've got the position one and position two. Or as my buddy said, you put in a quarterback and thought you're going to win the Super Bowl when the entire team wants to see the quarterback get sacked and have his head taken off. The FBI Agents Association hired Mark Zaid and Norm Eisen and some like lawfare attorneys that are 100% dyed-in-the-wool Democrats.
Chris Maddie, the one quarterback in the suits against me, is representing all these guys.
Yeah, that's what's going on. So you can look. It's not like we're dealing with...
Oh, it's an all-star bad guy team.
And this is the worst case scenario. Like, if you're going to politicize the FBI, which already got done under Biden, the answer is not repoliticize it and try to get our...
Well, how does Cash Patel and Bongino get a crash course in brain surgery and how to navigate this? That would be talking to you or other people, but they won't do it.
Correct.
They did before. Correct. And now they're getting eaten alive by people they thought were going to be nice to them.
Yeah, listen, we told him you can't. I told him your security detail, you can't trust them. Assume everybody that's put around you is put there on purpose. And what do we find out? The freaking case agent from Mar-a-Lago is flying the plane. So the people are not there by accident. They didn't just end up in positions around the FBI.
Yeah, they should pick people they trust.
I actually warned him that there's a tactic. They call it bubble wrapping. There's other names in other agencies, but the bubble wrap is where you go and you insulate the director.
Containment.
They're doing the same damn thing to Dan Bongino. And he's a, and you know, look.
Here's the thing in closing. Trump's getting more and more pissed, though, and demanding indictments. And then like, oh, the only thing about indictments. He's going to start firing people in the next 5-6 months if they don't indict.
You need people that are going to be able to go do those investigations that you can actually trust. And the problem is, and you know, it doesn't matter whether.
No, I've talked to the head people. They say our problem is trying to vet people.
How do you vet people when most of the agencies are 20% or 80% or 30%? You don't know what the number looks like. It depends on agency to agency. But if they're going to go against the will and they're going to go out there, maybe they'll just do everything they're told, like they did on January 6th. Or maybe they'll quietly subvert you and they'll say no to you when they really could do something. We're told that that the reason that Jensen's not there anymore is because he said no to an investigative team to go do exactly what you said, that he wasn't going to help put the right people in. So I know a couple guys that would do it. You could hire Steve Friend. He's got hundreds of criminal arrests as an FBI agent. He was a former cop. You could hire Garrett O'Boyle, who you've mentioned here many times. And those guys, they don't want to go work for the FBI more than anything else, but they might go work for like for Ned Brown. I mean, what's his name? Yeah. They might go work for Brown. They might go do that job and do
Ed
the investigation.
Martin.
Ed Martin. Thank you. Brown. They would do it by the book. Like, these are guys who care about what's true and they're willing to actually hurt themselves to go do it. Isn't that what you kind of think you're going to get out of an FBI agent?
You want infantry
Not a
soldiers.
Yes person that's going to...
You want infantry soldiers like a boil.
You want men that know what's right and wrong and are willing to basically throw it on the line if you tell them to do something that's wrong. I thought that's what they actually trained us to do at the FBI Academy. I actually thought that. I believe that. Silly me. And when I went out and said, look, you can't make me do this thing. So look, it's non-negotiable. I'm not going to go get a shot. Whatever you do next is right. What they did, Alex, is they violated federal employment law, which we have our mediation coming up.
What do you think of Trump killing the database?
What's that?
Trump killed the vaccine database of the federal government.
That just happened. Yeah, but that was as a result of a lawsuit that just happened as well. And I was part of that lawsuit, too. So, yeah, these are the right actions.
And that's good things you're doing.
I'd like them to be done more voluntarily and quickly.
Oh, no, and promise you'll hit this. Exclusive. Feds deploy special operations and counterterrorism teams to Texas prison camp due to death threats against Ghislaine Maxwell. Counterterrorism special ops forces. Judge rejects Ghislaine Maxwell's grand jury transcripts. Prince Andrew too terrified for U.S. to return. As book claims, Queen knew what was going on. Real quick snapshot. What's coming up on Ellen with the latest on Epstein?
Look, we're 23 weeks away from Bindergate, the 1.0, the phase one release of that information, and then they walked away from it. So I can't help but see every single time we announce we're going to do a federal takeover of Washington, D.C., we hear about, there's all these wins. We have Operation Grayskull. We have the summer heat, like all these great wins. Every single time, what I say is nobody else made Epstein part of the campaign and nobody else had the attorney general randomly do a photo op in front of the White House with it. If you're running away from it without addressing it, whatever that thing is, you can't tell us you're going to give us a grand jury and Ghislaine Maxwell is going to give us Ghislaine Maxwell is going to give us all the info and then just act like it's going to go away. They've been trying. There's a lot of people. If you watch the online chatter, people are not happy with that. They want to hear what it is. Like, even if it just means.
It's not going away. And it's just insane. You predicted the PR people would set Trump up. And I think you were right. You'll be on Owen in 1 hour. Owen starts now. God bless you all. Share the live feed right now at Real Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer coming up. Stay with us.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease. And you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue. And that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue. And this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning. Next level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here. Look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food. Stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.